This is Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Kenton, New York, and I am your radio pastor for the day. I didn't grow up hearing the Bible or going to church, so Bible stories were not part of my general knowledge. When I became a Christian at age 20, I started reading the Bible, and the Bible became part of my life. Some of my favorite Bible reading is in 1 Kings chapter 17, when Elijah comes into the narrative and is called a man of God. The phrase, man of God, is used of about 12 different men in the Bible, including Moses, Samuel, David, Elisha, and a few others, including Timothy. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, 11-12, Paul writes to Timothy these words, "But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses." Today I would like to share a few thoughts with you about the phrase, man of God. Though the phrase, woman of God, is not used in the Bible, I think everything that applies to men also applies to women. Paul begins this appeal to Timothy with the words, "but you," emphatically and in contrast with other men and the things they do or don't do. Timothy is to be different. He is to be a man of God. The little phrase, of God, says so much. The main attribute of a man of God is that he belongs to God, or that he is described by belonging to God. I think of this belonging in the sense that he has God in and all over his life. What distinguishes a man of God is that God occupies the central place in his life all the time. A man of God flees teaching and living that does not line up with godly living. One particular thing that a man of God flees is the love of money, or the desire to be rich. Remember, Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." But a man of God also pursues righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. These are good things to pursue, good things to seek after. Think of them as lifelong pursuits. Think of them as daily pursuits. For example, every day a man of God wakes up, he pursues the righteousness of God. Every year of his life is also spent in pursuit of the righteousness of God. It is not one and done. Being a man of God is a lifestyle. A man of God fights the good fight of faith and lays hold of eternal life. The word fight is used in the sense of struggling, striving, laboring, resisting. But the type of fight that Paul calls Timothy and all men of God to is called the good fight. Good fights include fighting for orthodox doctrine, souls of men, honor of God, inspiration and authority of the Bible. The Protestant Reformation was a good fight. There were, of course, many questions that were addressed, but two big fights were over how is a man justified before a holy God, and what is the role of Scripture, church tradition, and church councils for truth. Martin Luther, through study of Scripture, concluded that a man is justified by faith alone, and that the highest authority for man is the Word of God and not the church or tradition. I am very grateful that men of God such as Luther and Calvin fought the good fight of faith and for the faith. Some fights are not good fights. These might include fighting over things of personal preference or traditions. Many political issues are not good fights. When Jesus was asked whether he pays taxes or not, he does not fight over the issue. He pays the tax. Men of God use discernment so that they fight the good fight. Good fights are ultimately about eternal truths. Laying hold of eternal life is a present possession with a future hope in view. Anything that has to do with the soul is eternal and is worth fighting for. Men of God feel that this is a calling of God in their life. Living and being a man or woman of God is living in light of eternity. I am Pastor Fred Sykes of the First Baptist Church in Kenton, New York, and I have been your radio pastor for the day.